Republicans who run the Senate have insisted that majority Democrats in the House pass a multi-billion dollar tax increase before negotiations could begin, a demand that Democrats rejected out of hand. With the end of the fiscal year just 3 weeks away, Republicans know the blame for a government shutdown would be on their heads, and they might finally be ready at last to work on a bipartisan compromise budget. House Majority Leader Pat Sullivan, a Democrat from Covington, is a lead budget negotiator for the House.
We've been trying to get the Senate Republicans to the table for the last 2 months. It's been frustrating. I wish that we were further along in our budget negotiations, but unfortunately, you have to have a willing partner to come to the table. The House Democrats have known for some time that we need to compromise. We recognize the fact we're not going to get everything that we want, and as long as the Senate Republicans are willing to accept that as well, we'll get our job done.
That job is not just to pass a budget. It has to satisfy the Supreme Court by fully funding basic education and raise billions of dollars in new revenue, and it has to be done in the next 3 weeks. In Olympia, Dan Frizzell.